I'm Dr. Sarah, a licensed chiropractor.
And I'm Val, clinical research enthusiast and international board-certified lactation consultant.
We are passionate about helping you navigate women's health and wellness topics naturally.
We bring the information and options
so you can make empowered choices.
This is the Empowered Women podcast. Just a reminder, the information contained in this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or illness or be taken as medical advice. Always check with your healthcare provider for medical advice. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's Empowered Women Pod.
Welcome back.
It's Val here and Dr. Sarah.
That's me. Eating my salmon salad like a real winner.
Sounds good. Do you follow Dr. Jolene Brighton?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I would love to get her on here. She was eating a salmon salad the other day and she had all these like hormone supporting things in it. It was awesome. And I'm like, oh, I need to make that.
You know what? I looked at Mike before I came on here. I said, I'm feeding fast. I need protein. What do we have?
It's funny you say that. I actually had like a mental breakdown this morning.
And
I was like, Chris is like, okay, what is with like the emotional like outrage today? It was like all morning. I was like, I'm so tired. I don't feel nourished. I literally like yelled that. But it was like on like so many levels. It was food to start with, but then it was like
it was food, it was everything. I need protein.
And he got like, so he's like, well, you need to eat something. I'm like, I'm trying. It's like 11 o'clock and I still haven't eaten.
Meanwhile, Jude's like, what is happening?
I swear, my children, I know. So hopefully they come out of this unscathed.
Children, Mother's Day is coming up next weekend.
Yes. So we wanted to talk about that. And before we do talk about that, I wanted to say that May is Maternal Mental Health Month.
I actually did not know that.
Which is kind of ironic.
I mean,
because it's Mother's Day. But I mean, I guess we should be supporting mothers in their mental health as well as celebrating them. So I was going to, when we do the show notes, link a few resources for maternal mental health. So Postpartum Support International is a huge organization and they do all kinds of like education and like really cool stuff throughout the month and share people's stories and like all kinds of resources, you know. So if that's something that would be helpful for people or people you know in your life, because sometimes we need to support moms that we know that might not think they're struggling mental health wise, but we are. I'm going to list a couple things, but I did want to mention that. And then maybe some of the other topics we talk about, I know you and I really wanted to like talk to some people that are in that space. So hopefully we can bring them on in the next couple weeks and
Coming soon, like not soon enough, because I feel like we touch on it a lot in a lot of our episodes, but it's something that needs awareness. And I guess this is the month for it.
Yeah, I didn't know either. I feel like every time I look at the internet, though, it's like Taco Day. You know, the other day was like Day of the Midwife, which I freaking love, you know, but it's all like every day something different and I can't keep up. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, but I feel like we have like Taco Day like 8 times a year, Donut Day 4 times a year, but like
only one day for Mother's Day.
Yeah. And let's actually dive into that a little bit, because I was slightly offended when I saw some of these videos pop up, but like I get both sides of the coin, but it makes me wonder what Father's Day is going to look like.
Well, Sarah, I saw a couple reels this week and it was funny you reached out. It's just like, it's all connected, right? Because our algorithms are all like in sync and we're seeing the same things and talking about the same things. But you wanted to talk about this topic and your point of view was different from what I was seeing. And even it's funny because I have felt that way, but I've also felt the other way. So like, it's interesting because I do, Sarah and I want to talk about just Mother's Day and the whole concept of that. And the two different sides of the coin we're seeing like all over society and the internet.
So the first thing that like I saw, and this was a couple weeks ago, because obviously companies get revved up for Mother's Day early so that people have time to get gifts and things like that. But one of the things that I was seeing is that there are companies now that are allowing you to opt out of promotions for Mother's Day. Like if you don't want to be in support or be attributed or like be affiliated with Mother's Day, you can just opt out of those messages, right?
Is that if you like, well, I don't know. Maybe if you lost a child, like, I could see like that might be triggering.
I can see that too. That's my own, that's my like one takeaway is like if you're having trouble conceiving, if you're having, or if you've lost, you know, multiple miscarriages, still haven't had your rainbow baby, like maybe you don't want to be associated with that, right? Or you don't want to see ads for it. And if that's the reason why companies are starting to do it, I feel like that is admirable, but are you also going to be giving dads the option to opt out of these things? Because I mean, there are people out there who want to be a father really bad. Are they going to be given the opportunity to opt out? Or is this purely like another thing that's like taken away from women specifically? So,
well, it's funny you say that because I didn't have this thought at all this week. I usually do my best thinking in the shower. I don't know about anybody else, but
so Val has not showered this week.
Clearly, I was gonna say clearly I don't shower enough because I don't have good ideas like I used to when I was like working in corporate. I would like literally be showering and like come up with like 10 solutions to like my problems and be like, yes, okay, I'm ready to go. But when you said that, there's a cultural shift right now too. When it comes to titles and gender identification. And I'm wondering, there are not always families that have, say, a female, biological female, or mother per se. What if it's a family with two fathers? Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if there's like a cultural shift for people to be able to opt out of those things if said holiday doesn't fit their family structure or makes them uncomfortable too.
So I guess if there's a family with two fathers, could a family with two mothers opt out of Father's Day?
I guess.
Like, are we going to see something in the next couple of weeks for Father's Day where people can just, like, opt out?
Well, it's also, Sarah, like, you've probably seen so many things online about this, but it's like, you know, as women, we are the nurturers, the caretakers, we are the bearers and keepers of the children. And then when people see a father or a male figure in that child's life doing a lot of the caretaking or jumping in or doing household things or being maybe a solo parent, there are single fathers out there, mm-hmm. you know, everybody like just jumps to clap their hands up and down like a monkey that did a trick, especially if there's a husband and a wife.
Yeah.
And, you know, they actually help. Like, everybody, like, commends that. Like, oh, look, he's helping. Like,
no, he's being a dad.
Like, I mean, again, it's like, okay, so we're just supposed to assume that role and do all of it and X, Y, and Z, but they're not supposed to. You know, and I mean, you and I have very different feelings on this because we do have partners that are very, you know, involved. And I think that there's a lot of people that do nowadays and people don't conform to specific gender roles in the home. And there are a lot of homes where there aren't, you know, two separate genders. So it's like, it still very much exists, though, I think, in most people's minds.
Yeah. I mean, like, even in our household where like Mike does a lot of the stuff, like I still don't cut the grass or like do stuff like that. Like that's his thing. But like he also doesn't clean the bathroom the way I clean the bathroom.
Yeah.
So like we still have those gender roles in our house, but he does much, much more in the house than his parents or my parents expect expect him to. You know what I mean? Like, because if he didn't help me, it wouldn't get done.
I also think it has a lot to do with the children. So mm-hmm. people like really think it's like insane when like dads are like, you know, doing so much for the kids or caring for the kids or, and you know, that's like how it should be, mm-hmm. right? Like it should, we don't live in a time where there are there are still some cultures that practice like multi-generational family living or mm-hmm. that have help from families that live close by or that live with them. But we don't live in a society where there's a lot of like division of childcare amongst, you know, the family unit, depending on what your setup is. So, I mean, you do kind of need to have that like 50-50 split or more in order to just survive most days.
Well, I think this comes back to the next topic we kind of wanted to talk about today. It was like, what did you just call the topic of your talk? Community conformity?
Oh, I called it, crap, I have to open my notes. I'm sorry. Culture and compatibility.
Compatibility. And so I think a lot of these things that we see on the internet and that mm-hmm. we see on Instagram has been really shaping and molding the way that we're supposed to perceive our lives.
Yes.
Like,
it's not the reality a lot of the time.
And I was thinking about this because, like, obviously reels are really fun to do. I can't tell sometimes if it's like an original audio or if they're clipping from somebody else, right?
Yeah.
But it seems to be that an agenda is being pushed for like modern day families to feel certain ways about things.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that, you know, I see often is mental overload for moms and dads like stepping up. These are the things that you should do to not ask questions, but to just do it. Like, and that's great. Like, I think that's something that should be pushed because the more that Mike understands the way my brain works, the less arguments that we have. And the more that things that get done in the house, right? And it's one less thing to do. But then there are these things that keep popping up that it's like, especially for Mother's Day, I don't want XYZ. I just want a day away from my family. Like, get me a hotel room and a day away from my family so I can sleep all day.
Or sleep. I was going to say, I saw similar reels where it was like, all I want for Mother's Day is to sleep all day, you know, to be left alone, to, mm-hmm. you know, X, Y, and Z. And you wanted to talk about this specific piece of it,
yeah.
which I think is really important because it kind of ties into that mommy wine culture that you and I bring up a lot, that we don't always. So I see where it's coming from and we understand that and we know why people are sharing about it, but then they're mm-hmm. also like condemning people that like complain about it, you know,
right.
or do it. So it's like, there's two sides of it all the time. But I do feel like you said, like with modern society and with where we are in our culture, there is like a mindset shift that is like being pushed or shared that is making us all feel a certain way, I think, sometimes.
And it's like, I personally, like, I don't feel that way. And I don't know if it's because like Monday through Thursday, I barely see Eli.
Mm-hmm.
I barely see my husband. Like, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are very sacred.
Yeah.
Because I get to spend time with them. I mean, you don't get to see Chris often.
No.
And like when you get that time together, you like soak up every second, even if it's chaos, because right. come Monday, like
it's back to everyone being separated. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you start to see these things where it's like, all I want is to be away from my family. And it's almost like a backwards way of thinking, like, I do not feel that way. Mm-hmm. Like, why is this being pushed so hard?
Well, I think that's why there's a lot of corners of the internet that are, you know, really scrutinizing that and saying like mommy wine culture is not healthy. Like there's a lot of accounts I follow that have brought a nice balance to it. Like they're mm-hmm. like, look, mommy wine culture can be very toxic, meaning wine, W-H-I-N-E, and it goes in line with W-I-N-E, because it's like, if you feel like you need a drink, you know, every single hour of the day or every single night to deal with your kids or your family, like, there's a problem.
Yeah.
And I want, like, I really have thought a lot about this over the past couple weeks, because I have really, really been thinking about and investigating and researching, like, limiting our just screen time period for the adults, like, for the kids. And we do try to keep limits on it for Bianca, but it can be tough. And then there's always going to be those times where we all need to use it because you need to get a house project done, or mm-hmm. there's a time and a place, right?
Right, right.
I think the mental, and since this is Maternal Mental Health Month, I think the mental health of mothers and women and children and the modern family unit just as a whole is horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to be honest. It's horrendous because we have placed so much importance on modern conveniences and allowed them to infiltrate our lives, like, to the point where we have not even seen it happening as a culture. And now we're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of problems.
Well, it's like, a part of this pod is empowering women, right? And it's like, if you truly, truly feel that way, and, you know, just by happenstance that it's, you know, a mental health month, like,
you got to get help.
You got to talk to somebody.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying everybody needs, like, you know, to, you know, needs extreme measures. But I do feel like if
you feel like you need a break from everything and everyone and everything
all
in your
the
life
time.
And all yeah. the time, and you got to stay yeah. in a dark room just yeah. to, like, have a day and breathe, like,
it might be time to talk to somebody. And there's no shame, like, this is, we're very alone, like, we just talked about this, like, mm-hmm. we are and we aren't, like, we think we're not because we swear we're so connected with gazillions of people on the internet, but we've never been more alone and isolated. Mm-hmm. And it has an effect on us and raising children. And yes, it's hard. And doing it by yourself can be really hard and isolating and lonely. And neither, we are 1000% agreeing with that. My point is like,
you can be married and be alone.
Yeah. We have to find the tools then, the accounts, the people to talk to, the books, the support groups, like, whatever we need to find the tools then that give us ways, you know, to make it work, because it's like, nobody's coming to save anybody at this point. We got to save ourselves. I know that sounds like so dramatic, but like, we're living in a time where we have to look at what we want. You know, for our family and for ourselves and for our own sanity, and have to start, like, putting limits on things that we look around us and see are not healthy, because there's a lot of stuff that is just, like I said, infiltrating at every level, and it's affecting everybody's mental health. And I mean, the state of our children and teens' mental health is, like, freaking disturbing.
Oh yeah. And I think one thing that, to bring awareness of some of these things in your life, like, let's be honest, social media algorithm is very accurate sometimes, right? If you're getting pushed certain videos over and over and over again, and you think it's funny because it's true and you're sending it to people, it's like, maybe you should evaluate, you know, why is this funny because it's true, and mm-hmm. like, get to the root cause of, like, making that change. Because I was getting a lot of those videos and I was like, this is not funny, like, I don't subscribe to this messaging, and then, like, they kind of, like, stopped showing up on my feed.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's just, it's,
if you're not sharing certain things, you're not gonna get
right. It's also what you're liking, so right, right. If you see one and you like it, it just keeps, like,
mm-hmm.
it just keeps feeding you more.
It's like, I send my husband funny soccer things, and I don't even watch the Premier League, but I get all these Premier League videos because I send them to Mike. That does not mean I'm obsessed with the Premier League. It's just like your algorithm is very specific to you. And if things that are popping up are like mental health awareness things, maybe you should bring awareness to your mental health.
Mm-hmm. I think too, everyone's different. And when it comes to Mother's Day, there's some people that really just want the break and want time alone. Mm-hmm. And then there's some people that want to spend it with their family, or maybe like a combination of both. And
that's, yeah.
Yeah. I think like,
I would well, let me ask you this, because you have your own business, but you're home with Jude all day.
I'm with the kids. Yeah. The majority of my time is yes, with the children.
Do you crave that? Like, give me dark room and alone, nobody bother me.
Yeah, I would say at least once a day. I mean, I also really like being with my kids though. You know what I mean? Which is why mm-hmm. I do what I do, which is why we've
worked hard
a long time ago, decided to take the path that we've taken, both of us.
But something we've talked about is taking time for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Absolutely.
And I was just going to say that I think those minutes are fleeting, right? So mm-hmm. I think you have to have the tools to be like, okay, what is overwhelming me right now? Mm-hmm. Like, and here's what I was thinking that has come up a lot for me lately, mostly because, you know, for those of us that know us, Chris took on a second business that has become his primary business last spring. So it's been like a really, really long year for me. It's been very, I mean, I'll just be honest, like it's been really hard. Mm-hmm. And I've always been with the kids. Like that's always been my full-time gig since Bianca was born. But, you know, I've always had him a lot mm-hmm. more of the time, you know, and we've always both have split more of the like parenting, right? Mm-hmm. So like, we went from one to two, and then I needed to study for a big exam, and you know what I mean? And then I had to by myself most of the time. And when he is here, he's very present and very helpful. So I've had to like go outside and use my other resources. I've had to use other tools and things and people and rely on, you know what I mean? Rely on them. And it is, so we love Courtney from Courtney Keeping Balance, her Keeping Balanced, Courtney Keeping Balanced. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to her podcast the other day, and she is a very busy mom with two young kids, and she does not have really any help except a sitter like once a week, right? Like, and she was saying something, and I always try to think of this too, like, this is your situation. This is what you have to work with and the time that you have. So like, if you want to do X, Y, and Z, or A, B, and C are a priority, then like sometimes that you got to do what you got to do to make it work. And sometimes right. you have to evaluate it. I will say my favorite thing in the world is being with my children. And that takes priority over everything else, no matter how hard that is. And what I've mm-hmm. learned to realize is it's not them that's hard, or me managing them that's hard. It's everything else that I feel like needs to be done and get done and comes in that makes that feel impossible. Does that make right. sense?
No, it does.
And I think that's probably every parent in the world. You know what I mean? If that hasn't occurred to them.
And I guess it's like we're not saying, or I'm not saying that we could just be go, 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 mom. And
well, you're not saying people don't need a break.
Don't need a break. But like, if you need a break, it shouldn't come one day a year.
Yes, I agree.
It shouldn't be one day a year where you're saving up all these minutes and tokens, essentially, because you're a great mom to get one day off. Like,
well, and we've kind of romanticized these Hallmark holidays.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You know, and it's nice that like, okay, it's nice that there's a day that we acknowledge moms or dads or, you know, everything that people do. But I mean, like you said, it kind of needs to be like a everyday thing every week. Yeah. You know, there needs to be like, I don't know.
Let's be honest, your kids also go through phases where, like, you are, like, mom is my go-to for everything. Mom doesn't get 5 minutes to herself. Maybe the 5 minutes that she does get to herself, you just hear in the background them screaming for you. And that's hard.
It is. And there's another piece of this. Like I said, I hate to call them Hallmark holidays, but
they are.
They are. There's a whole, I mean, outside of that, there's the consumerism piece. So these quote unquote holidays are developed for people to spend more money mm-hmm. on something they feel obligated. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? To like mm-hmm. acknowledge. And it's like, you feel bad, but it's like, you don't need to spend whatever. Like, you don't, you know, it's like, nobody needs another thing or another gift. Like, or, you know, people, you know, feel like pressured to like, okay, like your husband feels like he's got to go out and get you like X, Y, and Z, you know, or whatever. I mean, it's
another. I like to eat. I was just like, Mike, I just want to go out to lunch. It doesn't even have to be a Mother's Day.
Like, but then what about, because I've seen this before, when somebody's partner or family does nothing for them and they feel worthless. Jada.
Yeah.
Or like you weren't acknowledged because there's this thing and nobody cared about it.
I guess that comes down to something we usually talk about when we talk about relationships. Communication. Like, hey, I'd like for you to do something for me this year. Doesn't have to be big, just something.
And I think people need to be honest about how they feel.
Yeah. Or like, I want to go to this place for this time.
So if you're
the reservation.
Yeah. Or we're sending mixed messages. If you're telling your partner that you don't care, I don't want anything,
yeah,
it's stupid, and then the day comes and they get you nothing, and you're utterly disappointed and gutted, or they didn't even like get you a card. Well, you just told them you don't want. Men are very literal. Like,
yes.
I mean, anybody's partner is gonna, regardless of their sex, like, you just, if you say, like, I don't want something, or you're cranky about it, they don't freaking know what you want.
That was like, when was this? Not this year's anniversary, like our wedding anniversary, but last year. It was the first year we were like, okay, let's do gifts this year. Because we were like in a really good place. Eli was like, we were just in a good place. So me, I'm expecting like something like personal. Do you know what he got me for our anniversary?
What was it?
A soccer jersey.
Were you happy about it or no?
No, I didn't.
Well, I was getting the vibe that you weren't, but I had
to answer. Like for like a Christmas gift or like a birthday gift? But like this holiday of like celebrating our love, but that like that's something that Mike loves.
But he thought you would like it.
Yeah,
I know. Like, see, that's the thing. Like, you know, it's just. But
this year I was very clear. I was like, really love my jersey, but I want a sentimental. This is our wedding anniversary gift.
Yeah,
and he did great. He got me like a. You know those, like, map the stars on a certain day? The
constellation? Oh, I got my cousin one of those for Christmas, yeah.
He found it in, like, a necklace.
Oh, that's really cool.
So was it's, like, where we got married with the constellations.
Oh, I thought it was, like, Eli's birthday or something.
Oh, where we got married.
That's so cute.
Yeah, so, like, clear, concise things.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people need literal in order to survive a relationship.
Yeah, you do. You have to, like, I mean, Chris used to say that to me all the time. I would, you know, try to, like, be direct about stuff. And because, like, I just, like, you get irritated and then you don't want to talk about it. And he mm-hmm. would be like, if you don't say directly to me, yo, asshole, do this. I'm like, okay, well, I'm not gonna say it like that. He's like, well, I just don't. He's like, you're not, like, just say no, like, we, like, this, like, point it out, like, you gotta say it or no one's ever gonna know. You're just, you have these, we get in our heads and we have these conversations in our heads and we don't mm-hmm. actually verbalize, like you said, communicate your needs.
And I think that comes back to like a societal thing though, too. Like, again, going back to like Instagram and Reels and TikToks and blah, blah, blah. It's like we can laugh and say like, yeah, everybody feels this way. Every mom feels this way. And it's like, not everybody feels this way. And
Right. Not everybody does feel that way. And then I want us to think about,
but why is this like such a drive, you know?
Why do we, exactly. I want us all to think about, why do we feel that way then?
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't feel like you want to be cuddled up with your family or spend the day like celebrating Mother's Day and you really feel like you need that time alone, like, you know, maybe you need to have an honest conversation with your partner about like, I need to be alone. I need to be alone this day, but I need like, we need to get me some help or something. Like I need something, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. It's tough, you know? But
you know what's strange that I kind of just thought about? It's like, yeah. We see all these videos all of the time about getting our partners to help us by clear communication and blah, 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 blah. But then as soon as Mother's Day rolls around, it's like, I want to be away. And it's like, but haven't you just been preaching for like the last 11 months about clear communication so that you don't feel this way? So why is it okay to feel this way and make a joke out of it for a month, but the other 11 months you push hard communication and like problem solving?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all for the gram, I guess, but.
That, it's not reality, one. Mm-hmm. And two, this is like something I really find interesting. People like consume and they learn and they'll consume all of this information, you know, or do like lots of self-help or personal development, but like, are you putting it into action?
Yes.
Also taking massive action. And I've been listening yes. to a lot of people that have been talking about this lately. Okay, you took the course. Well, like, what are you doing with it? Or mm-hmm. you've got the certification. Like, what are you doing? Okay, and maybe it's something you decide ultimately you like don't want to do. Or you make all the, you know, you're like talking about this thing that's important, but you're not actually like doing it and doing mm-hmm. the steps and living it out. Like, mm-hmm. so then like, what's the point? Like,
right.
then you're just consuming and not actually applying, which doesn't help anybody at all, including yourself.
And I think like one of the unfortunate truths is that like, 90% of Instagram, and that's a made up number, is like negative consumption. Like,
yeah.
just like, it's funny that the quote, it's funny because it's true movement.
Mm-hmm.
Like, does it have to be true in your life? Like, what can you do to make this not true?
It's super interesting. So, Dr. Sarah, what mm-hmm. do you want to do for Mother's Day?
I just want to have, so Mike already did the thing where he, he made time in his schedule for us to like just be a family for a few days. I don't care if we go anywhere. I did want to go. There's this place by our house that we went to once that has phenomenal food. And it's like mm-hmm. a little inn that was built in like 1751. It's like a really cool little place. So I just wanted to go there. And yesterday I asked, I told him this 2 weeks ago and I forgot that I said this, that I wanted to go there. And he try to make reservations, but everybody booked it out. So we made reservations yesterday. But other than that, like, I just want a clean house and time with my boys.
So sweet. Is there anything else you can think of about this topic that you want to bring up?
No. What are you going to do for Mother's Day?
I always like
what to start. What
do you want? I like to start my Sundays with a workout by myself, because usually the kids are with one or two of the children are with me when I'm exercising. So Sundays are usually my days where Chris is actually home in the morning and mm-hmm. I either meet a group that I work out with or I like to work out here by myself, but I actually get like, I don't have to worry about dropping a weight on somebody. So I like to do that. And then I'm happy being with them. I love when the four of us are just together. So if that's us like ordering breakfast, you know, it's hard to go out with Jude right now. So it's just easier for Chris and I when we don't have to run after him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So like, we'll probably, I don't know, order food in and then just like hang out. Yeah. I mean, I honestly love, like, you know, I love being with my kids, but I love being with my kids when there's two of us, because it just makes it, it's just easier when there's more adults and it's fun. And the personality balance is there, you know, because I'm the more reactive and intense one, and he's like the even keeled, like calm one. So it's just like nice for everybody.
I think, I mean, that's our relationship dynamic as well. All right, now Eli's going through a phase too where like he really wants daddy to be home.
Yeah.
He did like Mike's birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday, Mike.
Yes. Happy birthday, Mike. But I, everyone on my side of the family forgot his birthday this year.
It happens.
They all felt really bad. Yeah. He's like, it's because, you know, Mike, it's okay. No, but it's the first of the month. Everybody forgets about it. So we did his birthday yesterday, and Eli like misses him. So like weekends are really like Eli and daddy time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay.
I know.
I just feel lucky to be included when I get a mama and a pat on the ground.
You sit down and play too.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
So we want to hear from you guys. What do you want for Mother's Day? Do you think that you want that time alone? Are you the type of person that just can't wait to get away from everybody for Mother's Day? Or are you soaking up like all the kiddo time? Yeah. Let us know what you thought about the episode, what you thought about the topic. I feel like it's kind of like one of those topics where you're either one extreme or the other. So yeah, I'm interested
I agree.
In how everybody feels.
Me too. All right. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to hear more like it, make sure you subscribe to the Empowered Women Pod and rate us 5 stars. Please feel free to also write a review on the podcast. It really does help to spread the Empowered Women message, and it moves us up in the podcast rankings. Plus, we love to hear from our listeners. You can follow us on Instagram at Empowered Women Pod, or if you have a question and want to reach out to Val or I, you can email us at empoweredwomenpod@icloud.com.